Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, what is a targeted individual? Part 2. And after many, many emails and texts, the secret rating system, which is all part of being a targeted individual. Right now, our newsletter is free and comes out every Sunday. And you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, in a short message, or you can call or text me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. The registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make this request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Any and all information that you need is at the following address, https://targetedjustice.com. Okay, I'm going to start with the secret rating system and who is behind it. This is very dangerous as it comes from China. A San Francisco company called SIFT Science seems to be leading the way towards enhanced determinations of reliability, risk, and trust. The company boasts clients ranging from couch surfing to Rentley to Destinia to Etix to Remitly, and many other companies. SIFT proclaims itself the leader in digital trust and safety and states that we help more than 34,000 sites and apps. And we navigate the fine balance between growing revenue and protecting their business. Sift Science was founded in 2011 by former Google employees. Google has recently hit the news repeatedly as its algorithms have been found to censor both alternative media websites as well as natural medicine news, which has really come up strong these days. But what these mechanisms are and how they work remain shrouded in secrecy. Sift Science has certainly secured its own offices. No one answers the phone at the head office. Their designated media contact does not answer the phone nor return messages. A number of other companies were contacted with questions about the security code. Amazon, eBay, ZNZ Medical, the big three in credit ratings, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, were also contacted in an effort to determine if they knew anything at all about these security codes. At the time of going to press, no one has responded to the inquiries. All of this alludes to a rating system which resonates with the social credit system set up in China. Low social credit scores in China result in inability to travel, to obtain professional employment, and refusal of educational opportunities for children. The system encourages a relentless conformity and punishes individualism. And it appears that a similar system is being quietly rolled out in the U.S. Where are they hitting you? In your wallet. And if they hit you hard enough, another class of people will be eliminated. The middle class has already been decimated. Now we have an upper class and an elite class. They want to destroy the upper class so that there is just the elite. The previously cited article in Fast Company considers these rating systems to be a sign of growing privatization of the legal system. The article states, if current trends hold, it's possible that in the future, a majority of misdemeanors and even some felonies will be punished not by Washington, D.C., but by the Silicon Valley. It's a slippery slope away from democracy and towards corporatocracy. However, the fact that Western Union relayed that the USA Patriot Act was one of the legal foundations prompting service denial to Karen Stewart This illuminates the hand of government in this rating system. An undeniable relationship exists between government and private companies, and seems to point to a public-private partnership which may be sifting out American citizens into privileged classes or into a class of the divested and disenfranchised, and without any prior notice or possibility of appeal. Okay, I'm going to get right into the phenomena of targeted individuals. It's a reality. For more information on that rating system, you may contact me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. We will mail you the article. Individuals are targeted by deep state agencies with a variety of social, physical, and psychological attack tools, including EMF weapons. And it is something that humanity can no longer ignore. Can we look at the phenomena of targeted individuals as an opportunity for us to better understand the insidious control we are all under? Most citizens are oblivious, some clueless, as to the nature of this control. They think they own their own land. They think everything that is going to be just fine. Well, it's not, because the people let things happen. They look the other way. They don't vote. They don't do anything. They are after the almighty dollar. The power of gold. Now, since I wrote about targeted individuals a while back, I have heard from several people who themselves are being targeted. And their common message has been one of gratitude for speaking about this phenomenon without the scorn and skepticism that so many of them have had to put up with. This is in addition to the pain and disorientation caused by the targeting itself. The impact of being targeted is often associated with attempts made to alienate friends and family from the target in subtle but powerful ways, often leaving the victim not only with varying forms of physical and psychological torture, but also without trusted friends or family members to help them come to grips with and process these insidious attacks on them that seem to come from out of nowhere. In fact, those people who the victims once considered as friends and acquaintances can often be persuaded through false information, coercion, or bribery to distance themselves from the victim or even participate in the targeting tactics. As members of the awakening community, it is incumbent upon us to come to understand the breadth of this phenomena so that we can become a support mechanism for all these individuals affected and join to form, supercharge the vehicle of change for those targeted individuals who band together to challenge the powerful forces that are behind these covert actions. An essential part of our awakening is understanding the targeted individual phenomenon. It's no longer optional. Thomas Fontanez McFarland delivers a broad overview of what he labels as security service stalking, which includes several videos and is certainly recommended in order to gain a more comprehensive understanding on the subject. The main thrust of this article, and it harkens to many other phenomena that we try to bring to light here at Collective Evolution. This is what we will not get to where we are going, to the creation of a new world founded on freedom, love, and unity, unless together we acknowledge, inform ourselves about, and challenge deep state tactics meant to control and enslave us, like the organized targeting of individuals. As McFarland states in the post September 11th era, the security service stalking situation represents a state of emergency that requires people from every walk of life, including those with integrity within our intelligence agencies and all security service organizations, to see through the very fear that arises in the face of such a grotesque problem. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. You can call in and ask a question, or join us at 800-313-9443, or listen at 605-313-0163. Once again, good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we are discussing What is a Targeted Individual, Part 2. And we have just gone over the secret rating system. But right now, my occasional co-host, Angela Farrell, is with us. Good evening, Angela.
Good evening, Frank from Boston. So what is this occasional rating system you're talking about?
Well, this rating system actually started in China.
Ooh, the social score?
Excuse me?
Are you talking about your social score?
Yes, social score, exactly. Oh. So this began in China. And it is now starting to work its way into the U.S.
Scary stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's not cool. You can have the best credit possible, wow. The best credit rating. You can own a $500,000 home, free and clear. But if you do not register properly with this social sect, if you will, and scoring system, you won't be able to borrow a dime. You won't be able to do anything, and you will gradually be asset stripped down to nothing. What do you think?
Wow. You know, what's what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Did they start this system first, or you know, or did they target the individual first and then start that system?
That, well, it's going to have an effect on everyone.
It's like popular in school. Yeah, like
exactly.
Remember, I remember when I was in fifth grade. You know, there were cliques, and kids didn't know much better. You know, kids are kids. But there was always one who got beat up on, pushed around. You know, and a couple people would stand up for them. And you know, it was fortunate to go from clique to clique, so I never stuck with one. But it's lonely. You know, when you don't have the friends that you used to have, and people look at you like you're a something from outer space walking by, or wear T-shirts that are highly offensive, they can get you right there, you know, right there in the gut. And you have to be so adept at, I believe, probably social networking like Facebook and in Twitter and beyond, all the latest games. Plus, you know, have a whole bunch of friends, you know, if not all that. But if you don't, I mean, if you're kind of a different type, if you're a maybe Shakespeare or an Einstein or somebody that might want to be alone, forget it. You know? Those people probably wouldn't have had the highest social scores in the world.
No, but they were put into a different category, or would be, because of their collective knowledge. So they would probably be placed above the scoring system simply by what they know. But this is all post September 11th. And it's designed to control everyone. And before you came on board a few minutes ago, I was going over many of the aspects of it and the aspects in China. And they are really something. If you're caught smoking a cigarette, we'll say, in the wrong area, you will be penalized and not allowed to buy certain things, or possibly they will not allow your child to get a proper education. If you were caught a second time, you will not be allowed to purchase an automobile or real estate. If you are caught a third time within the social scale, you will be put in a retrainment center. Okay, Angela, we have to go to commercial.
Yes, they don't like smoking over there.
Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at FrontSight, my experience has been amazing. I've been here now 2 days. I have a 2-day course, I have a 4-day course. Because of my schedule, I took a 2-day course. And just learning so much about the operation of a firearm, the safety of a firearm, how to hold it properly, how to shoot it, how many times to shoot. So much stuff that I had no idea about. The instructors were patient. They're very calm. They recognize that people are inexperienced, and I certainly am and was better now than I was 2 days ago. But they take your time. You can ask the dumbest question, and Lord knows I ask a number of them, and they very patiently responded. So you just know a lot more about safety, about protecting yourself and protecting your loved ones, which is what this is all about. I took the course with my girlfriend, Nina. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that they do is they have you train with somebody else, like Nina. Nina's behind me. We both hear the same instruction. And so if I miss something, she can correct me. If she misses something, I can correct her. It also makes you feel more relaxed because you're with somebody you know, and you're with another person who knows about as much or...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. My name is Frank Allen, and we have Angela Farrell with us tonight. And we are researching What is a Targeted Individual, Part 2, and the Secret Rating System. So
I certainly think the Secret Rating System probably wouldn't help a targeted individual for many reasons. Wouldn't you agree, Frank? I mean, say you're targeted.
I think one of the reasons is going to be you think you're a targeted individual anyway, but you are also being put into this antisocial class and further isolated from the community, further isolated from friends and family, further isolated from everything. Until you are asset stripped down to the bone. And I think with this social system, we can now see why actors in Hollywood, such as Stephen Shellen, have become asset stripped to a degree, and many, many, many others. And we're starting to see the tip of the iceberg that is going to take out the United States, or at least the upper class. We no longer have a middle class. We have an upper class and an elite class. So their intention now is to wipe out the upper class so that there is just the ruling elite. What do you think?
That's what Catherine Horton said. She said it needs to be like an irrigation system. If you're a billionaire and you're not associated with a crown corporation or the Vatican crime cartel, you need to take your billions and you need to put it elsewhere, like an irrigation system, like you need to feed it, or else it will be taken away from you. That, what you said, makes perfect sense to what she said. Unreal.
Yes, and
that's like, and there's has to be a lot of billionaires out there that, you know, made their money through stock exchange, you know, construction, real estate, a ton of music, ton of billionaires out there, I would think. Maybe they're connected in some ways, I'm sure, but that's really scary.
Okay, I think we should probably move on, and I'm going to start where I did just before I called you. It was an impulsive thing. I just said to myself, I wonder if Angela's free. So here you are.
And that's interesting, because I was working on my doing this court thing, Frank, like pro se, and believe me, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm filing for a motion for extension to file a brief, and I'm supposed to come up with a complaint that is standard. Now, I'm reading this bit by Mitzi versus Williams, which is stating that if it's frivolous and you can't explain it and no one really knows about it, somehow there is a law that says that they have to take a look at it. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this, Frank, but I'm gonna try.
I'll give you a hand, and
thank you.
Together with members of TJ, we can put that together.
Oh, wow, it's a big relief. Thank you.
Yeah, it's. I noticed a lot of briefs that are put together, a lot of laws that are. Cases, rather, that are put before the court, the language isn't correct. And they get shot down for a dotted I, an undotted I, so to speak.
Right.
We'll give you a hand.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, TJ.
I have a wish, and that's that you could spend more time on the air and... I don't know. Is that possible?
Oh, that's you. Just call me. Yeah, it's like tonight. I mean, for sure. Last week I was away. I still could have spent time. You know, I called you in the middle of the night because I honestly was in so much pain. I thought I was going to call the ambulance. I didn't call the ambulance, though. I ended up walking 3 or 4 blocks. And I got a ride, ended up in a little family, hospital. And they were nice and listened. And they gave me 50 milligrams of Ativan and 50 milligrams of Tramadol. And they said, and I heard the doctor say, get this, while I'm laying in the bed, I felt like someone was taking a cigarette and just burning me from the inside out in my left breast. And then I felt like I had, like, bee stings just kept stinging me in the head, nonstop, all over the head. and, you know, electricity's going up and down. My arms are numb, and I'm sweating. And my heart's going boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, this is bullshit. I am so sick of feeling like this. And so I go down to that emergency room, and I heard the doctor say to the nurse, "You mean they won't even let her have Tramadol?" And the nurse came back in, and I said, "I heard the doctor say, and they won't even let her have Tramadol. Who's they?" I said, "Is there some kind of pop-up message on your screen that's not, you know, from another hospital or the government telling you what I am and am not allowed to have?" And she goes, "You'll have to talk to the doctor about that. And he's busy. He's down the you know, hallway with another patient." I'm like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, don't give the crying cancer patient any pain meds. Are they that cruel, Frank? They are.
Yes, they are. They can be very cruel. Certain hospitals and medical facilities have their own protocol. What they will prescribe and what they are, what the individual doctors are allowed to prescribe. And that
they wouldn't
is.
They wouldn't give me anything at Brigham Women's Hospital. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm surprised.
When I was at the ER, they did my vitals and they said my vitals were fine. So.
Yeah, I wish you'd given me some advance notice because there are a couple of doctors that I know there. So. Mm. There's always a next time, you know? We'll get you squared away.
Hey, I like Boston. If I was feeling better, I would live there. And I was in what they called a bad part of Boston.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Very cool. If I was feeling good, I know I would have loved it.
It's a beautiful city. It really is.
People were very nice. And you could have taken the little truck, the bus or the trolley to the beach, or you can go downtown. And they said there's a lot more to do than people, you know, even imagine riding the Freedom Trail on a bike. That'd be quite kind of fun. But unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're okay.
Thank you, Frank. I was scared. I was really scared. I really was. I thought, what am I going to do? How am I going to get home if I can't, you know, if I can't sleep?
Yeah. But, understandable.
Yeah.
So we have,
that's what
we
I
have
left.
To do. Yeah. We have to find out who is responsible. And it all falls back to deep state when it comes to this scoring system. And I think they actually looked at China and said, wow, they're really controlling their population. But they are putting people in detention centers and they never, ever leave there.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
China. But we see a lot of different developments in the United States, like with FEMA. We see a lot of different developments with the government in general, to the point where the government in decision-making doesn't seem to be stable. It seems like the elite are already in the catbird seat and just waiting for something to go wrong.
Waiting for something to go wrong, like what?
Waiting for somebody to pass the wrong law, like the Patriot Act.
which and then is what are they going to the do?
Bridge.
Yeah.
That allowed them to get away with doing all of these things. mm-hmm. all under the name of anti-terrorism. I wish I had a dollar for every time George W. Bush said terrorist. I would be rich today. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, trying to scare everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, torturing the poor people. Huh.
Yeah, well,
I wonder if he even would think about what it would feel like. You know, I wonder if McCain felt it. He died of cancer.
Yeah.
You know, hey, the final act of bravery, I will put myself in the same exact program as her. Woo-hoo-hoo, I'd like to see that.
Yeah,
he'd be lit up like a Christmas tree. Light him up on March the 30th. Flick it on, George. Oh, God. No, it's not fun. And anyone under God's grace, anyone under God's grace knows that, or should, in the deep state, or wherever they are. When they don't believe in God's grace, they believe in whatever they believe in, torture.
Yeah, I just like
even,
this.
You know, I find it interesting how atheists seem more compassionate to me sometimes. Some of the atheists I meet, and they say, oh, I'm atheist, and we've had like a half an hour conversation, and I think, where's the compassion in the other religions? I see it in some religions a lot, but just simple human decency.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess people just don't understand it.
Right.
Which is somewhat understandable. But then if you're their friend, you know, for 30 years, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been going over what is a targeted individual, and I'm just going to see if you relate to this. A targeted individual is someone who has been chosen to be the target of a varied and growing list of social, physical, and psychological attack tools, which includes stalking, blacklisting, which is this social scoring, or the beginning of it, harassment, surveillance, just to name a few, as well as electronic frequency weapon attacks. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the way it went. It all happened at the same time. Like, the first came the switch of the pain in the radio waves. I didn't think they expected 50 helicopters to come flying over my apartment. I think that kind of shook them up a little bit. Sure as heck shook the shit out of me. And then running outside and seeing all these helicopters back in 2009, you know. And then getting on the freeway. I didn't know where I was driving to, but I was trying to drive away from it. When I went to the ER in Shadyside, I could feel, it felt like there were shots. And I shouldn't be saying this, but honest to God, I felt like I was getting shot in the head.
I've had that same feeling. I just wanted to remind the audience that they can call in 800-313-9443 and join the conversation with Angela Farrell and myself. And if you'd just like to listen, it's 605-313-0163. And join the conversation. But yeah, targeting is getting worse, and
stalking, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And it was so well arranged. so well arranged. I mean, I lived in the city for 47 years before it happened, so I knew the city pretty well. And, you know, it's all of a sudden everybody's like where you are, no matter where you go, Monroeville, Mount Washington, that's pretty intense for 4 years. You know, that's pretty intense. And then what it really is terrible, and I know other girls get this too, is if there's a guy at the register and you're buying something and that guy is like pounding, I'm seriously pounding on the register. Oh, I couldn't stand that. But stalking is a biggie, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's all of it is getting worse, and I'm trying to figure out whether the increase in the Schumann resonance is something to do with it, because it's been averaging all summer at 80 hertz, and the norm for it is 7.83. So this is supposed to affect a lot of people in different ways. Some people will be enlightened. Some people will become angry. Some people will become just complacent. So it's something we have to address. But if you're going to be available tomorrow evening, I'll send you some copy, and we can join in on this again.
When you say some people might be complacent, what do you mean?
They just might be middle ground, just dulled out. Perhaps not the correct word, but they'll be somewhere in middle ground. It's not going to help them. It's not going to hurt them. It's just going to drive them into nowhere land.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different research going on about that, but we've come to the conclusion that it is HARP and the very large facility in China that's as big as New York City that is causing these effects to the ionosphere, magnetosphere. So we must identify these problems, and I've been running my own survey to see when the targeting is the hottest, when the Schumann is up or when it's down. And another thing that we have to examine is if the targeting is going to be affected by this new 5G that we apparently are powerless to stop.
Is it here?
Oh, it's rolling out everywhere.
I know. I wonder if it was here yet.
Not sure.
Because if it gets any worse, I don't know. I'm taken for the hills.
Well,
all the trees.
The 5G will either help us or hurt us or do nothing. No change.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure is going to be powerful.
What about the stuff inside of us that we want to get out? That's my thing.
Yes. Yeah, the deep state actually garnered a vast surplus of money and resources for their surveillance and intelligence agencies. And with this surplus, this dramatically increased their experimentation on unsuspecting individuals like yourself and myself. And this obviously gives local government, local leaders, the opportunity to carry out these attacks on whomever they choose.
Do you know that 25% of all the prisoners in the world are in American jails?
Is that right?
What it says.
Well, that's because...
See, we're all duped. They have a heyday over there in China. They're probably having a blast. You know?
Yeah, the prisons in the United States are privatized. So they will send inmates out to do work and get paid for it. Isn't that sick?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they're supposed to, but inside tracks have given me this information, so to speak. But
wow,
I was actually horrified, because they'll put these people to work for, you know, we'll say pennies on a dollar, you know, and they'll put other Americans in the unemployment lines. So 25% of all prisoners in the world are in the United States. Wow.
It does. Yeah.
Okay, Ange, if you'd like to work with me tomorrow evening, give me a call right after the show, because we're ending here shortly. And I'd like to thank my audience. God bless you all. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.